Doesn't a Hawaiian vacation sound nice right about now? You could get out of the inversion, enjoy sunshine, the beach. A lot of visitors to the Big Island over the past week have been amazed by the sight of a rare fire hose of lava pouring into the ocean. You can see some incredible video from that fire hose right now on our free app or kslnewsradio.com. Download the app. It's sponsored by Solaroos Solar Energy. But if you're hoping to get out there to see the glowing orange plume of molten rock yourself, it's too late. Yesterday, the cliff there collapsed, cutting off the flow. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, visited the Big Island back in December and put his own two eyes on this lava. So was the fire hose gushing while you were out there?
No, unfortunately not. It was so bad. You spent all this money to go out there and try to catch it, right? I was just a couple weeks too early because when I was there in December, you could see the lava going into the ocean, but the fire hose didn't happen until a huge section, actually like 30 acres worth of cliffside collapsed into the ocean and opened up the tube where that lava was just jetting out into the water. And that video is just insane. The National Park Service there in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park says this really doesn't happen very often, so it was a really rare opportunity for the people who were there this week to catch this, Jeff.
Now, the term fire hose of lava is very, very descriptive. Can you put to words what you see?
I can't even describe it. I mean, when I was out there, it's like this black charred landscape, right, of all the old lava flows that you go out over, and you get to the top of a cliff with the ocean kind of crashing below you on the south side of the Big Island. And from the video, you can see up higher on the cliff, there's the lava tube that comes to the edge of the cliff, and then there's just a gigantic flow of liquid molten rock that just shoots out, and then it arcs down into the water. And where it hits the water, you've got this super hot lava hitting the cold water. So jets of steam and rock are blasting up higher than the top of the cliff. It's crazy.
It's magnificent, but it's not something you want to get too close to.
No, and here's the point. Yesterday, the reason why you can't see this anymore is the cliffside actually collapsed again. There was a big chunk, and it was caught on video.
So this is the observation perch, in essence?
Right, exactly. So the Park Service sets up these safe areas where you can go out and watch this thing. Well, the safe area where I went in December, it's gone. It doesn't exist anymore because it fell into the ocean.
In other words, it was safe.
Right.
Now it's not.
So they set up a new one, and when they went out yesterday, they were checking to see if these cracks in the lava, the old kind of, you know, coalesced lava there had expanded, and of course they had grown substantially, so the park staff were staying back, and they watched from their cameras as that cliff just leaned out, and then boom, fell. So anytime, I mean, this is part of the joy of going out to the islands, is they're growing kind of natural environment, and it's pretty stunning. But of course, for the people who are out there trying to catch videos, it's also a bit terrifying. We're hearing that some of the videos that were shot from visitors out there when that cliff collapsed yesterday, people were screaming and kind of scared.
Oh, that's awful, but nobody was hurt.
Right, exactly. And that's why they have these safe areas where they rope it off. I actually had an experience where I wanted a better photo.
You cheated.
I ducked under the rope, and by the time I got my photo and turned around and come back, there was a park ranger waiting for me, ready to, you know.
But you see, we're lucky you came back.
Well, I didn't get the photo I wanted, but I'm glad I came back alive. So,
all right,
leave it at that.
Well, once again, we've kind of littered the internet with the video. Where can you find it?
Yeah, so you've got your Facebook page. It's up there right now. We're also going to be putting it up on the KSL News Radio Facebook app. And it's been all over social media, but it's totally worth checking this video out. It's really, really incredible, Jeff.
Worth a glimpse. Thanks a lot, Dave Cawley, our executive editor, KSL News Time 350.